Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, at the beginning of the conference, we spoke about God's eternal purpose being accomplished by the way of life. And really, the whole subject is knowing and experiencing life. Then message two spoke about the growth of life. Then message three, maintaining life by a strong spirit and by being enriched with the word of God. Now, tonight, we are going to the first experience of life, which is regeneration. Do you have your outline? Yeah. Romans 1 says, God created man as a vessel to contain and express him. Then 1a says, man was created according to God's image so that God could enter into him, just as a hand could enter into a glove. And the reference scripture here is Genesis 1:26. Can we all declare Genesis 1:26 again? God said, let us make man in our image and according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of heaven, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Amen, amen, amen. This verse is very unique. And we have to be grateful to the Lord that among all the billions of items he created man in a very unique way. He created man in his image, right, as a vessel to really contain him. You know, the brother gave us the example of the glove and the hand, that the purpose of the glove is to contain the hand. So if you have the glove without the hand, it means that glove has no purpose. So in reality, we are just like the glove. And God wants to enter into us so that we are in his image, so that we can express him. So what brings meaning to our human life is when we contain God, because that was what God created us for. He said, let us make man in our image. Then item B says, man was created with a spirit to receive and contain God in order that man may live by him. And there are some verses there. Zechariah 12:1 says, God stretched forth the heavens. He laid the foundations of the earth, and he formed the spirit of man within man. And Genesis 2:7 Genesis 2:7 says, Jehovah God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. He made us in his image, and he also created us with a human spirit. You see, everything we need to bring meaning to our human life, it's not our own making. It's what God has created us with. He created us in his image so that he can enter into us. And also he gave us a human spirit so that we can receive him. We can fellowship with him. We can contact him. So if we live a life without God, it means we'll be miserable, because that is not what we are created for. We are created to contain God. Amen. Also to express him. He said he also put man in front of the tree of life, signifying God as life and everything to man. Nothing else should matter to man. Only God should matter to man. If you want to be happy, your heart should be very open to the Lord so that he can enter into you. and fill every part of your being. If you want to have a meaningful life, it means we should be the best receivers. Then Romans 2 says the meaning of regeneration. Then the title again, it says first experience of life, regeneration. We spoke about the growth of life, and then we also spoke about the maintenance of the life. It means if you don't have the life, it means you don't have something to grow, and you don't have anything to maintain. So this message we are doing tonight is very critical. And I know some of the young ones are here, especially the very young ones. And I probably suspect many of them don't know what it is to be regenerated and what it is to have the life of God. Without the life of God, we are really nothing. So from the past messages that you have heard, what is the life? Is it a human life? A person, right? Yeah. Well, life is God himself. When you receive God's life, you just don't receive a life by itself. You receive God himself. Amen. So when we receive God's life, it's receiving God himself. Amen. God needs to have a way to enter into us because he created us in his image. And he also created us with a human spirit so that we can receive him. So, you know, is Helen here? Helen from Notley? Oh, you know, let me tell you a little story about Helen. You know, was it in April you were saved and baptized? Or May?
May or
April. Right. You see, we had about 7 young ones that we were sure they have received the Lord and they came forth that they needed to be baptized. She didn't belong to that group because she was a year younger. So she saw all the other ones getting baptized. Then she came to my wife. She was one of us, their serving ones. And my wife says, "But I'm not sure whether you know what it is that you have received the Lord." And she said, "I know. I believe in Jesus. He died for me. He saved me. And I want to be baptized. I want to declare to the whole world that I am for Jesus." You know, I was so touched. I said, what prevents her from being baptized if she believes in the Lord? I know there are some among you tonight that have not received the Lord. I think maybe we all should stand up together and just pray. Whether you have received the Lord before or you have not received the Lord before, let us all just stand up together and just pray for 1 minute. Right? It's an opportunity. We can receive the Lord as many times as possible. Right? Let us all rise up. Yeah, I will just lead the prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, for planning my salvation. Thank you, you died for me on the cross.
You are my real Savior.
In the eyes of God, I was supposed to die. But you took my place on the cross. Oh,
you died for me on the cross.
But you resurrected.
In resurrection, you became the life-giving spirit.
So that you can enter into me as the Spirit. Lord, I open my whole being to you.
I believe into you.
Want to receive your life right now.
My being is open to you.
Come into me right now.
Thank you for being my Savior.
I love you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Those who are coming to the Summer School of Truth for the first time, can you rise up and let me see you? First time. Right. You know, whether you have not received the Lord before or not, the prayer we made together tonight, believe me, if you have opened your heart, the Lord has had opportunity to enter into you. Right. That is the first step of our experience of the life of God. Right. And it's so critical that our hearts need to be open to Him. We have a human spirit. Our human spirit is to contact God, is to receive Him. Right. So if you want to pursue this further in the camp and you feel you want to be baptized, just fellowship with your serving ones and we can work it up from there. Okay. Thank you all. You can sit. Right. So the meaning of regeneration. The meaning of regeneration, it says, A, in addition to man's natural life, he receives a new life, the life of God, which is God himself. Amen. Can we open John chapter 3, verse 15? John chapter 3. And keep it open, because we still need to refer to a lot of verses in John chapter 3. Did everybody get it? Verse 15. John chapter 3, verse 15. Let's go together. That everyone who believes into him may have eternal life. That in addition to man's natural life, man receives a new life, the life of God, which is God himself, eternal life. Eternal life is a divine life, the uncreated life of God, which not only is everlasting with respect to time, but also is eternal and divine in nature. You see, can human life overcome death? No, not human life. No way. So the life we have is a temporal life. Can God's life, divine life, overcome death? He overcame death. Because Jesus died and he resurrected. That is the real life. So my human life is temporal. It's a created life. It's a mortal life. But when we receive God's life, we receive eternal life, a life that has no beginning and no ending, uncreated, indestructible life. Lord, this is the life I can never receive enough of it. Every day, I want more of your life. I want to be filled with your life. I want to be overflown with your life. The last song we sing, it says, I want to be filled with the triune God. This song is very critical. We all need to sing this over and over again. I want to be filled. Every room in my being, my mind, my emotion, my will, I don't want the Lord to be limited to my spirit. I want him to spread out. You see, when we receive God's life, we have the capability to experience his life. You see, so that this life will not just be a doctrine to us. We don't want to receive God's life, and we don't experience such a life. You know, when I leave at work, and I'm going home, I'm rushing home, I'm hungry, my wife cooks the dinner for me, then I don't ask her how many tomatoes did you use or how many onions. I just keep eating. I just want to experience. Then she asks me, oh, how do you like the food? She's talking to me about my experience. I love it. The same way, if we do not have God's life, there's no way we can experience God's life. Right? We need God's life. He needs to enter into us. We need to be filled with him
so that we can experience him. Because this message tonight is about the first experience of life, which is regeneration, right? He said, being born anew. Then let's go to verse 3 of John chapter. The same chapter 3, verse 3. He says, Jesus answered and said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. Oh, to be born anew is to be born from above. To be born anew is to be born from above, from heaven. That is to be born from God who is in the heavens. Amen. Amen. Then the next item says, being born of God is to become children of God. You see, God-man. You see, we are just like God in life and in nature. We just don't have a human life. We also have the divine life. So we are God-man. We are very unique. We are not just common people on the street, because we have God's life in us. We are God-man. Because we have a human nature, we also have the divine nature. Oh, wow. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Human life, it said, then 2D says, being born of the Spirit. Let's read John 3:3-8 together. Jesus answered and said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he's old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he? Jesus answered, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel at this. The wind blows where it wills, and you hear the sound of it, but it comes from where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Amen, 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 amen. He said to Nicodemus, how can a man be born when he is old? Because Nicodemus was an old man. He said he cannot enter into a second time into his mother's womb. That is practically impossible. Even if you are able to enter into your mother's womb 100 times, that cannot give you God's life. That cannot give you eternal life of God. That cannot make you a child of God. You need to be born from above. It means we need God's life to enter into our human spirit, to regenerate our spirit. You know, initially, when man was created, man's spirit was clear. But when Satan came in, he damaged man and corrupted man. Then man's spirit became deadened. For us, for our spirits to be quickened, to be regenerated, regeneration is just receiving God's life into our spirit. And it's so easy. When we open our mouth and confess the Lord's name and say, Lord Jesus, I love you. Thank you. You died for me. You see, our spirit is open. So God's spirit is able to enter into our spirit.
Amen.
In fact, God's purpose in the universe is not just to save us from sin. It's not just to redeem us from sin or from the world or from all the negative things. His purpose is to enter into us, is to infuse us with his divine eternal life so that we can be born of God. You see, Brother Israel, we don't look alike outwardly. Are you my brother?
Yes.
Do we look alike outwardly? Are you my brother?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You see, this is the only time it's possible whether you are outwardly white or blue or yellow, if you receive God's life, we are brothers and sisters. So whoever has not really realized that when you are in the world, you are not saved, you belong to Satan. You don't need to commit an offense. You don't need to commit a crime. Because when we were born of Adam, that was our first birth. That was the life, the human life we got from our parents. It's a corrupted life. Even when you are good, just to die one day and be buried. But when we receive God's life is eternal life. Amen. It makes us children of God. Amen. It brings us into God's kingdom. Amen. Wow. It's so easy to become a child of God. Amen. As many as receive him, to them he gave the authority to become the child of God. To those who believe into his name. The word into means a lot. It means an organic union with the Lord. Because God's spirit came into our spirit. And we became organically joined to him. We are born of God in our spirit. Then we are saved. Oh, wow. What a mercy. Then Romans 3. Let's declare that Romans 3 together. The need for regeneration is due to the fact that A, man cannot change himself. Amen, amen. Man cannot change himself. You see, the worst man can do is to strive to improve himself. But yet, all the improvement does not work. It does not work. The only way man can gain God and be a child of God is to have an open spirit. And just to receive the Lord. I think this verse here is really very critical. This is Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 23. He said, therefore, can the Cushite change his skin, or the leopard his spots? Then you also may be able to do good, who are accustomed to do evil. You see, the best we can do is to try in ourselves, to improve ourselves, but we cannot change our skin outwardly. Right, whatever we are is whatever we are. Only God's life can change us. And it changes us inwardly, not just outwardly. So we need his life to enter into us, to infuse us with God's life, so that by his divine life, we can be transformed and become materials that he needed for his kingdom. Then we do B. He says, man cannot see the kingdom of God. I mean, we read those verses. They are very critical. If you want to enter into the kingdom of God, you need to see the kingdom of God to be able to enter into it. Man cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Human life is only a created life. It's only a created life. Therefore, it is weak, incapable of overcoming sin and death, and cannot fulfill God's eternal purpose. If you want to fulfill God's eternal purpose, it means you need to receive God. Every day, we need to eat and drink of him. I want to be filled with the triune God. I need more and more of him. I want him to saturate my whole being. I've been chosen, I've been predestinated to be a child of God just for his purpose. For this, I need his life. The way for us to fulfill God's eternal purpose is by life. And we need, this life needs to grow. And this we need to maintain this life by strong spirit, by touching God in our spirit, appreciating who he is. Amen. Right.
Stand up. Yes, you need to stand up. This doesn't work. Very good. I was going to write my name here and ask you guys something, but this marker doesn't work. Hallelujah. The Lord knows. All right. My name is Falan Mala.
Yes.
That's why I wanted to write it out. Falan Mala. Guess where I'm from? Well, I'm from Connecticut. Well, I'm from Connecticut. But what nationality am I? No. No. Somewhere, right? Very close. Close to Thai. All right. It's next to Thailand. It's not Cambodian. It's not Vietnamese. What? Who is it? Say it louder, sister. Laos, Laotian. How many people know any Laos people? Me, good. What is my last name? Mala. Why do I ask you guys this? How do you become a Mala? How can you become a Mala? What is it? That's right. And how do you become my children? Yeah, I cannot. You still. What do you need? What's the title? You need another life. You cannot be a God's family if you don't have His life. If you don't have that, write that down. You need God's life to be part of His family. You need to be regenerated. If you don't take anything, take that with you tonight. To be part of God's family, you need to be regenerated. You need another life. Okay. What do you guys think I do for work? What is my profession?
Doctor.
I wish. What else? Wish. Oh, that would be great. Yeah. You know what I am? No. But that's no big deal if you do work there. There's nothing wrong with it. I am a regenerator server. You know what a regenerator server is?
You regenerate people.
That's right. Say it louder.
He regenerates people.
I go and I give people the ability to be regenerated. I serve them. It's like, do you want to get saved? Wait, who else has that job? Raise your hand. You have that job. Everybody's hand. Raise your hand. Why do you also have that job? Why? What do you have? Shh. Say it loud. You have God's life. What did the Lord do when He was on the earth? He preached the gospel. Did He do anything else? What was His goal when He was on the earth? No. No. Okay, that's a process. He was a carpenter. But He wanted to give people eternal life. What does John 10:10 say? Is that in your verse memorization? What does John 10:10 say? If you know it. Wow, so somebody asks you, why did the Lord come? You say, I know why the Lord came. That you can have life and may have it abundantly. So now you know the answer. Somebody came up to me, I was on the campus. You can say I'm a job-dropping full-timer that serves on the campus at Central Connecticut State University. So other Christians, their dear brothers and sisters, and they come up and said, oh, do you even know why the Lord came? I say, yeah, I came that they may have life. And he just stood there. I said, do you know what God's economy is? And he said, no. Well, let me tell you what God's economy is. So we have to know these things. That's why the God's church, you have to know the basic things. Let me give you a story. You guys want to hear a story? Yes, because I have a story. Today, my car battery died. It was dying. I knew it was going to die. I said, I have to go get a new one. My car battery, it wouldn't start. Okay? Listen. Your life should tell you to stop talking right now. So I go, and I go get a new battery. And you know what happens? So I get it. First of all, the line is out the door at Walmart. If you've been to Walmart, it's the worst. It's people everywhere, and they don't go fast at all. It's not fast. Very slow. So you're waiting. I'm about to be next. And then the lady scans the item, and she's like, that's not the right price. I'm like, oh, Lord. So they call a manager, and the light is blinking. I'm like, oh, no, Lord, I just can't. I got to get back to the camp. So I go to the next line, and then I get there, and the lady's card I don't think was working. So I'm just touching the Lord. So I finally get my battery, and I go to my car, and I say, I'm going to drive to a shade because it's too hot to change. So I go around all the way to the other side with a shade. So I'm parking there, and I bought little tools, the cheapest I could find, because I have tons of tools at home. I just didn't bring them. And I'm trying to loosen the battery. No, it's not the right size. It's not long enough, the bolt. And I was like, I don't want to go spend another $10. And some other guy comes up to me, young man, I think he's like 19. He goes, hey, do you need any help? Can I help you with something? And inside goes, no, I'm going to help you. And I already knew what I was going to do. I was going to serve him regeneration. So he stayed. I said, oh, yeah, come with me. Come on, you can help me. I said, yeah, yeah. I already knew what I wanted. I said, oh, yeah, come help me out. So I'm talking to him and all these things. And I go get the right tool for only $1. So I take it out. She's talking, yeah. I go, and I asked him, same guy, what do you think I do? He said, oh, look like a businessman. I go, I'm not from around here. He goes, I can tell you're not from around here. I said, you know what I do? I go, I serve the Lord Jesus full time. He goes, oh, that's great. I go, do you know the Lord Jesus? And he goes, oh, yeah, I believe in this and that. I said, no. I said, there's only one God. One God. And he said, really? I said, and his name is Jesus. I said, do you want to receive eternal life? He said, yes. So he took my hand. He took my hand. I said, you pray after me. If you believe this prayer, you will be saved. So he prayed, and he got saved. Amen. I said, I need your number. So he gave me his number. You know, I do this all the time. I got a number before I came here at McDonald's. She's standing there. I'm with my family. I brought my kids. I have a 5 who's about to be 6 and a 3-year-old. She's a girl. Girls are very hard. Very, very hard. The life of a little girl is different than the life of a little boy. Anyways, she's standing there and she's doing nothing. The Lord says, go speak. I'm like, Lord, I want my family. I got to get home. There's people in my house. I just bought a new house. We're doing all this work. He says, go speak. I said, you're right. I haven't spoken today. So I go, hey, you like this job? She said, yeah, yeah, it pays the bill. I goes, you know what you need? You need the Lord Jesus. She goes, you know, I've been looking for fellowship. I've been looking for fellowship. I don't go to church, man. I need fellowship. I said, give me your number. My wife and I will come visit. She says, okay. So you get a number. So we have these things we have to realize, right? That we have the ability to regenerate people. We have a life in us. So I want to realize something. The way to be regenerated is through what? Christ's death and resurrection. How could God get into you if he was still a man, physically? How? He's going to tell you, open your mouth, I'm going to jump in? Right? It can? Open your mouth. You ready? Wait a minute, you say I can do it. I'm going to go in feet first. How about that? So he needs to die, right? He had to die to become the Spirit. Because what do we have? What do we have in us that we can receive God?
Spirit.
Say it louder.
Spirit.
What kind of spirit?
Spirit.
You got to say the human spirit.
The
human spirit. You have the human spirit. So what spirit comes into us?
God
the Spirit. Good. And you get it through the word of life. And then the Spirit's working. And you need to realize, right, when you go out there, you need to get people to gain this life. You say, oh, I'm too young. What am I going to say? What can you say? Can you not say, I believe in the Lord Jesus? Can you not act like you have this life? Can you not touch this life? Yes, you can touch this life. Because you have the nature of God. What is the nature of God? Give me a quality of God that you think. Go, say it. Is he jealous? Ah. He's jealous. What else is he? He's what? Peaceful? Is he angry? Is he impatient? Is he impatient when your mom says, hey, you've got to turn off that video game now? No. Do you say, my mom never understands I'm on level 10. That's what happens? No, the life of God should say, turn that game off. You know in the Bible says you have to honor your parents? You have to not just honor, you have to obey. I didn't believe that till I read the Bible myself. I have to honor and obey my parents? Oh, that's rough. But you have to. That's in the Word. You have to honor and obey your parents. And how could you do that? What do you have in you? The life of God. Because did the Lord obey his parents? You guys know that story? What is it? Tell me the story. He was like, don't you know? Where do I need to be? In the things of my father? Man, Joseph must have been insulted. I was like, man, what? Insulted me in front of everybody. Boy, you better get in the car. But he said, no. He just said, I'm going to go because those are still my parents, my human parents. I have to honor them and obey them. So when you have the nature of God, you have these abilities. You have these abilities, right? You have these abilities to obey your parents. You have the ability to have patience. You have the ability to listen to your teachers. You have the ability to say no to your friends when they do something that you know they should not be doing. Do not fall for peer pressure. Who's in sixth grade? Stand up. Who's going to sixth grade? Stand up. Okay, good. Who's going to seventh grade? Stand up. Everybody sit down. Seventh. Sit down. Are you seventh? You going to seventh? Is sixth grade hard for all you seventh graders now?
No.
What? Is it different than elementary?
Yes.
Okay, sit down so you know. Okay, eighth graders. You guys are about to have your last year of middle school.
Yay.
Good, sit down, sit down, sit down. So when you get... when you get regenerated, who comes into you? What?
Jesus.
I'm hearing different. Give me some answers. Jesus? The answer's on the outline. I'm trying to get you guys to look. What comes into you? C. What's 5C say? So, who comes into you? First person is who? The what? Well, yes. But the Father, who else? And who else?
The Spirit.
So do you only get one part of God?
No.
How many parts of God do you get?
Three.
How many gods do you have?
One.
You just said you get three. How many gods do you have?
One.
Is this outline wrong? The Father, the Son, and the Spirit. You do get all three. But what do you receive first? What comes into you?
The Spirit.
As the Son. With the Father. We won't get into the triune God. But do you know you have all of the triune God in you when you get regenerated? I want to help you young people, because you guys are young people. Very young. You guys are not young? No? Yeah, kind of. Yes, you're young. How many want a new heart? How many like their heart right now? How many want a new heart? You got a new heart when you got regenerated. It says it right there. You see that? I'm going over the outline here. And what else do you get new? What happened to your spirit? As our brother Hola just said, what happened to your spirit before you got saved? It was what? Deadened. How does a dead person act? If you kick a dead person, do they say ouch?
No.
They better not, because then they're not dead. If a dead person says any words, run away. Run far away. You're dead. Okay. So in regeneration, right, you have to realize that this is the beginning of all things to become a Christian. You are not a Christian because your mom and dad brings you here every day. Every day, every meeting, I'm a Christian. You are only a believer when you receive the Lord himself personally. It's just like we pray. If you believe that prayer, you just received the Lord. That's what I told him today. I said, if you believe that, you just received the Lord. He said, I feel different right now. I said, that's God working in you. And he kept shaking my hand. Because I don't know why I'm shaking your hand. I go, because you're my brother. And he was a white person. I said, you're my brother. I said, we have the same life. This is how we talk where I'm from. Maybe it's not politically correct. But where I'm from, right, you better have a certain kind of life that you grow up. Now, I grew up in a very, very harsh place. Very, very tough. You don't think so, believe me. You look at the wrong people, you won't be walking the next day. You leave your stuff out on the porch, it won't be there. You step on somebody's shoes, you will get beat up. I live in a very tough, because that's the life I live in my environment. I grew up very that way, where I have to be hard. I have to be tough. I cannot show any emotion. So that's the life, that's the environment we have. But the life that you have is not like that. Remember that. Everything that you have before you receive the Lord is not good. You need the Lord to keep working in you. You need that. And we cannot play around. We cannot say, oh, yeah, I receive the Lord. The Lord is great. And then you go outside and you do something goofy. Right? You do something really goofy. I see a lot of you guys do goofy stuff. I don't. Are you not saved? Yes. But you need the life to what? To grow. You're not full. We all need the life to grow. I need the life to grow. I'm married with two kids. I need the life to grow. It's hard to deal with being married and having two little kids when you cannot sleep past 6 o'clock every day. Because they're always running up to you. And they have a life. Tell me what the life of a, what's the age here? 10 to what, 13? 14. To 14. Tell me the life of a 10-year-old. What do you do? What do you do? Okay, what about 11-year-old? How about 12-year-old? How about 13-year-old? Okay. Okay, stop. Now, I ask you, does your friends do the same thing you do? Are you different than your friends? Not in a weird, but you're just different. We're not special. We're just different. I hope they see that you are different somehow. You should put that down. You should put, I need to be different, not special. I need to be different from people who are not regenerated. That is very important. If you're together with your friends who are not regenerated and they can't tell, that's a shame. That is a shame. If they could talk to you normally as they talk to an unbeliever using swears, using all these things, and you just sit there, you stand, you laugh with them, that's just touch your spirit. I should not hear these things. And it's okay to say, you know, you don't have to swear so much. Why do you have to swear? Or they talk about all these other things like, oh, this person is bad and that person is bad, my mom, my dad. And they talk about your own other friends behind their back. Do you say, oh, yeah, you're right? Yes. You shouldn't say that. The life should say what? You should say, you know what? If you have a problem with them, the Lord says, you got to keep that between you guys. The life is not there to spread rumors. The life is not there to start all these false lies and to pick sides. You should be different. They should see you are a God man. They should see you have the life of God in you. And after a while, they realize they're not going to invite you some things. And that's okay. You know, after I got saved, take a guess when I got saved. 19. Stop. Okay. I got saved at 29. 29. Now think about this. Do you know how many friends I have left? You know how many friends I had before I got saved? Believe it or not, I was the man. Believe it or not, I was the man. I had many friends. I went everywhere. I did a lot of things, you know. But that life was no good. When I got regenerated, the Lord said, that life you have, Philon, is no good. I don't care how much money you made. I don't care what kind of car you drove. I drove two Audis. I don't care about those things. I don't care about how great you think you are. I don't care about those things. The life in me said, no. My friend said, hey, let's go out here. And I said, one day I said, I can't. They said, why? I said, I got to go home and read the Bible. They said, what? Where did that come from? I don't know. The life in me. So we have a life that controls us. We have a life that directs us. So when our friends say something, we have the ability to be, I can't do those things. You have the ability to say, your mom and your dad says, you know you shouldn't go there. And that life reminds you. You have to be strong. Say, you know what? I can't go. Sorry. That's you just following the sense of life in you. Because you're regenerated. So when you don't follow the sense, then you act like who's not regenerated. Even now. Even right now. Are you trying to be funny all the time? Are you trying to get attention? You think the Lord wanted attention in that way? Did the Lord set up a circus? He says, okay, bring everybody. I'm going to set up a big circus. I'm going to do a stage. No. Every time when a crowd came to him, what did the Lord do? He left. He just left, right? He's a crowd. He just leave. Because his life is not that way. Your life should not be that way. You have it in you. Young ones, I want you guys to be here the next 6 years. I remember when I was summer school with Truth, they used to come. I don't see the ones that were here sixth grade anymore. It's a shame. I love them. I took care of them. I don't see them. I want to see your face here when you're a senior. Okay? You're not going to be the same. And you too.
Okay?
You're a cute little boy. But I want to see all your faces. Because the life in you is going to grow. Because you're regenerated. Do you believe you have the life of God?
Yes.
Say amen.
Amen.
Do you believe you can act like God for a minute every day?
No.
Yes, you can. When your mom or dad says something and you obey, that's acting like God. Wow. When your mom says, turn the TV off, click off. You just acted like God. Don't say, yeah, I'm coming. I'm coming. No, that's not it. Right? So you guys understand about regenerated? So when you regenerate, what do you get? Yes. So you get God into you. You get the triune God, the Father, Son, and the Spirit. I hope you guys got that. You have a new life. Your old life is not completely gone, but you don't live by that old life. So I hope you guys really take these words. It's very serious to be regenerated. You're not the same. You are now a child of God. Not many people can say that, or not many people actually understand what that means to be a child of God. Are you adopted? No, you've been born of God. So please realize that. That's my burden, to realize that. You are born of God. You have the life of God. You are not adopted. You are genuine sons of God. And no matter what you do, you cannot lose that. So your goal is to bring your friends, your classmates, anyone you see into this family. Because this is the only family that really counts, actually. Because in the end, God's going to see if you have his life in you. That's the first thing he's going to ask. He's not going to care what you account. He's going to say, did you receive me? And when you save your friends, they're going to say, yes. Wow. This person saved me. So hallelujah. Okay. Do we have some prayer? Let's have some prayer.